And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, listen, you hear, as we go to breaks, you hear ads playing, right? I mean, of course you do. Ads are playing because that's how we support what we do and how we get it out there. So in case you did not know, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. The stations that we play on, that you hear us on now, those are not, you know, they don't own us. We send them our show. And so the only way we can do that, though, is to, of course, develop the revenue streams necessary to run any other business. And that's partly done through advertising. So if you want to advertise on this show, if you hear us like, man, those guys got it going on, yeah, then just here's how you do it. You don't call the station. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And you go to the advertising and contact tab. Click on that. Send us a message. We will get back to you ASAP, and we would love to get you on the team. So, yes, rightsideradio.org. Click on advertising. Send us a message, and we will be right back in touch with you if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, the text lines are indeed open. I got a couple more here. Let me see. Peg Leg Dave from Gurley says, I believe John Kerry, a.k.a. Lurch, his jet runs on unicorn farts. What else we got here? Brian from Huntsville. Carrie's wife said no reparations, I bet. Private jet and a yacht? She told her pet to leave it alone. Nice. John from Brownsboro says, when the bovine genocide occurs, I hope they keep some DNA to grow my new steaks, and I call dibs on the choice cuts. I don't want them growing my steaks, though, bro. I do not want them growing my steaks. Just saying. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears now. So I came across an article this weekend. This is number two of the Triple Dipper. I came across an article this weekend. Headline was on Fox News. Story came out July 16th. I actually have a copy in my hot little hands. Let me just go ahead. And I tweeted out, have we lost Canada? And there's the national anthem for Canada is called O Canada. And one line in it stood out to me. I looked it up because it had this recollection. The line is, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Glorious and free. And yet, the stuff that I'm about to share with you clearly indicates that it's almost like we've lost Canada at this point. Now, why is it, Phil, it's Canada. We're in Alabama. Why do we care? Because one of the largest trade partners we have in the world is Canada. In our top three, Canada, Mexico, and China, our top three. $3.4 billion in goods and services crosses the Canadian border every day. Every day. It's a $4.6 trillion that we gain in our trade relationship with those three. I mean, it's unbelievable, y'all. And so that being said, it matters what happens. They're an ally. They're a trade partner. And truthfully, in some ways, while we may be separate, we're also enmeshed. I mean, look at, you know, you got Montreal plays in Major League Baseball. You've got, of course, you got hockey. There's a whole lot of crossover. So I've got family up in Michigan right now. I did not know the extent to which Canada was like just, I mean, there are people in Canada that carry Blue Cross cards because they come to the United States to get their medical treatment because they don't like theirs. It's that much of an interplay between the two. So when you see Canada going woke, and I don't mean like a little bit of woke. I mean, when you see Canada going like woke, I mean, we're talking like San Francisco woke as a nation, but it's the government. The people have about had it. They are fed up right now with the way they're being treated. And it makes no sense. I mean, you look at it and think, first of all, Justin Trudeau is just a punk. Just absolutely just so unimpressive as a beta male. And you think, how did that guy get to be president? But there he is. By the way, the interesting thing is his parents were socialists. He was raised that way. They were big fans and personal friends of Fidel Castro. Some say that there's reason to believe, I won't go into that, never mind. Bottom line is his folks loved and hung out with Fidel Castro. Gives you an idea. End result, Canada has been moving, lurching, rushing more and more to the left in the last few years, especially under Trudeau's leadership, or lack thereof. Story that got my attention, though, comes on Fox News. Do you remember when Canada was not only shutting people down for vaccines, they were raiding churches? There was one church in particular, the name of it, I'll think of it here in 1 second. It's probably in this article. I'm sure it is. There was in Calgary, and their church, well, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the pastor there is a guy named Artur Pawlowski. Pastor Pawlowski, he grew up in communist Poland. He remembers what it was like. And when the Calgary police came to his Easter services to tell him he had to shut down in the middle of Easter service, he ran them out of his church on a rail. He called them cowards if they would dare show up at his church and frighten his parishioners for no other reason except because the government said so. That same governor, that same pastor, by the way, has never stopped. He is out there making it happen. So his son is Nathaniel. Nathaniel Pawlowski recently testified to the European Parliament. Why did the son testify? Where's the dad? He's in jail. I take it back. He got out of jail after spending a month and a half in jail. I'll tell you about that in a second. But he's on house arrest. So his dad faces 10 years in prison after he dared to deliver a sermon to the freedom truckers who were blocking the U.S.-Canada border last year. Remember that? He went to jail for a month and a half. He is now pending charges. Y'all, this is Canada. When I'm trying to think of, all right, where's a socialist nation, that probably has tendencies to be totalitarian, I don't find myself going, how about Canada? I do now. Pawlowski was found guilty in May of mischief and breaching a release order when he delivered a 19-minute speech to truckers who were protesting federal vaccine mandates. In the speech, Pawlowski advised the truckers against their plan to go to the provincial capital of Edmonton, urging them to remain peaceful, but yet not to break the line against the government at the border. He was arrested days later, spent 50 nights in two separate prisons, alleging he was abused and humiliated while he was there. When we come back, I'll tell you what his son said to the EU and why it's causing a stir. And then we'll take a look at a few others, because it's amazing to think that that's actually Canada. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about Canada for a minute, because I look at this and think, you know, as goes Canada, so goes North America. Maybe you could say that. I don't know if you can say that in full. But I really believe that what we see, though, is we have a nation to our north, one of our biggest trade partners, for which we gain trillions of dollars in trade. And not to mention the fact that our economies along the northern border are linked in a variety of ways. Our sports are linked. There's a very strong cultural bond between especially the northern reaches of the United States and Canada. I mean, crossing over the border is like going shopping. It's not a big deal up there. But that being said, when you look at Canada's government being more liberal even than ours, but not so far. that you can't imagine that we might be right behind. What you see slipping away in Canada is right around the corner here. In some places in the United States, we're already there. But the situation that I started off talking about before the break, we have a pastor in Canada who has become a lightning rod. The Trudeau administration can't stand him. Why? Because he won't be cowed. Because he grew up in communist Poland. Because he sees things and he says, that's not going to happen. He fusses when the police want to raid his church on Easter for daring to congregate during COVID. He dared to go out and just deliver a sermon and encourage, by the way, peaceful protests to the freedom truckers who were blocking the U.S.-Canadian border. He ain't playing. He has now been arrested multiple times, and he is facing up to 10 years in jail. Why? Mischief. Speaking out. His son spoke to the European Union and said he needed to draw attention to what's happening with his father and pray that we'll wind up seeing some relief come. He says, this is the son talking. He says, I myself have also been charged. He has. For preaching and reading the Bible publicly. Let me get this straight. You were arrested for reading the Bible publicly. Apparently the answer is yes. He claims the Bible, the Canadian government claims the Bible is not inclusive. It's too hateful. This is what the Canadian government is doing to us, he says. Likening Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to a modern-day Caligula, the immoral Roman emperor, right? He says, all of this is being done under the guise of health, safety, and protecting us by stripping our rights and ushering in tyranny. And he goes on to say this. He said, I stood for my rights. This is the father, Artur Palowski. I stood for my rights. Now my son is standing for his rights. They are not satisfied with hurting the father. Now they want to hurt my children, my family, my wife. They are coming after our children. Those are the tactics of every totalitarian regime. The Gestapo did it. The KGB did it. Every totalitarian regime, every dictatorship has this playbook. This is across our border. So Justin Trudeau, the panderer-in-chief, recently went to meet with a large group of Muslim parents who were mad that they were being told that their kids have no choice but to go to school and participate in Pride Month. If they were Christians, they'd have been shut down, maybe even arrested, but at least they were allowed to speak. The video came of Trudeau speaking with the Muslim community last week at a Calgary mosque. He said hundreds of protesters rallied against gender ideology being taught at schools, chanting, leave our kids alone. And the frustration reached a boiling point when audio surfaced of an Edmonton public schools teacher berating Muslim students for daring to skip school to avoid having to go to Pride events. Can you imagine? So the Muslim community has just had it, and they're calling it out, and they're saying, listen, this is not freedom of religion. It's not just Christians being persecuted. You're not even hearing any of us. But what else is happening in the culture that we call our neighbor to the north? How about this? Did you know? I look at this and think, who's in charge? Could somebody, all right, Daily Wire. Story that came out 3 weeks ago. Drugs are now the leading cause of death after decriminalization in British Columbia. Decriminalization, mean they legalized marijuana? No, they legalized all of it. They decriminalized fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and morphine. What? What did they think was going to happen? Well, we're going to make it better because we consider addiction to be a health issue. It's not a criminal justice one. It's both. How about this? I guess you don't care about the pushers, the ones who are selling the stuff, the traffickers. And by the way, it's not just a health issue in terms of mental health when someone dies of an overdose on the streets. From January to May of this year, 1,000 British Columbians, that's just one province, that's like saying Alabama, 1,000 British Columbians died from drug overdoses. A 2.9% increase over that period last year. So they legalize all of it, and then they're surprised when the numbers trend in the wrong direction. 3% increase in drug overdoses. in our neighbor to the... By the way, British Columbia is like on my bucket list. It's one of the places I want to go. Unbelievable. Lastly, I'll say this. The Canadian government has gotten to the point that it's so obvious they don't have any respect for the sanctity of life. We're going to come back to that segment that I didn't get a chance to do last Friday. But let me just point this out. Story here that came out 2 days ago on U.S. News and World Report. Headline, she's 47, anorexic, and wants help dying. Canada will soon allow it. It says an expansion of the criteria for medically assisted, by the way, the young lady they're talking about, actually she's not young, she's 47, but she has an eating disorder, anorexia, and they're going to allow her probably next year to end her life with medically assisted suicide simply because she has a mental illness. It says an expansion of the criteria for medically assisted death comes into force on March 24th. It will allow Canadians whose sole underlying condition is mental illness to choose medically assisted death. Let me suggest something to you. Just a thought here. If the issue is mental illness, then should they be allowed to make a decision about their death? Because I would assume that those who are mentally ill are not likely to make as healthy a decision as those who are not mentally ill. You're going to let somebody who's got a diagnosis of mental illness, bipolar, depression, eating disorders, and say, you know, go ahead, we can help you with that. That's like saying, you know, the person with dementia, they can take out a bank loan. No bank's going to loan them money. They don't have capacity. That's like looking at it and going, well, we're going to let the child sign a contract. You can't do that. Children are deemed by law not to have capacity to enter into contracts. Well, we're going to go ahead and let the kid decide their gender and we'll get them a surgery. And yet, you're willing to say that because somebody has a mental illness, they can decide to take their own life, and you're going to let them sign those consent forms and just enter into that agreement and then sit back and just feel good about yourselves because you plugged them full of whatever it was going to take to end their life. Canada legalized assisted death in 2016 for people with terminal illnesses. They expanded it in 2021. I'm just telling you, folks, and they are about to make it even bigger than it's ever been. They're going to lead the world in how to do what's called medical assistance in dying. It's unreal. All right, I'll wrap this segment up with a call. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Phil. Great show, you and Boomer.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I'm connecting some dots here, if you'll let me. The Justin Trudeau, which I consider very much a Third Reich style attitude toward independent thought, religion.
Oh, yeah.
Gleefully helping undesirables and unwanted people to commit suicide. Go back a segment to what our so-called Vice President Harris said about reducing the population,
yeah,
so that less people have clean air to breathe. That's exactly in line. I mean, that clearly there's a pogrom. I mean, there's a plan, and she just unwittingly opened her stupid yap and articulated it. But this all is extremely, extremely reminiscent of the 1930s under the National Socialist Party.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it kind of smacks of that whole Kristallnacht where the oppression began, then the violence with the oppression began, and then they finally moved to the extermination.
I hate to draw corollaries, but John Kerry lurks. With all that Botox, the man looks extremely like the walking undead to me. But he's a perfect Albert Speer, I think, to this entire operation, as far as whatever this new world government they want to bring us to, after they find a way to take away all the weapons, I think.
By the way, speaking of John Kerry, let me ask your opinion real quick. He flies all over the world as the special envoy for climate. Was this a gimme job because he couldn't get Secretary of State again? Did they give him something just to keep him quiet? Or is this really what they went in and they said, we need a special envoy? Or do you think they just gave Kerry a bone?
I think yes and yes. And I think Al Gore, who was eminently more qualified as a climate change hysterical con man, Kerry's picked up the reins rather artfully, but also Kerry is such a privileged, superior, smug character, right? I mean, he's been quite happily wealthy off of his wife's money for many, many decades.
He
obviously considers himself a superior person. If you heard his exact words in one of his last climate conferences over in Europe last year, where he looked around the room and said, "You understand how exceptional we are." I mean, that was his exact words as he patted himself and everybody in the room on the back for being the crust above the crust, the elites who are making the decision for the rest of the world and what kind of light bulbs we can have and whether we can have air conditioning or not. Unbelievable hubris, I think.
I think that's been that way for a while, too, man. I mean, I date back to him, you know, throwing his medals on the steps of the Capitol.
God bless him for serving. God bless him for serving, and I don't think he's done a useful day of work since he left the universe.
But it did serve a political purpose. All right, Spark, we got to go to a break, brother. You have a good one. Thanks much.
All right, you too, bye.
All right. All right, Boomer, take the break, man. We'll do that right now. We'll come back, catch up on some text messages, and move our way to the top of the hour. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll come back and have a guest, Dr. Scott Catino. He's the president of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Mobile. We'll talk with him about his organization, what they do, why they do it, and then at the same time, their agenda related to the annexation of additional residents into the city of Mobile. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. All right. Hey, listen, I got some text messages to catch up on. Before I do that, I got to tell you, we've got a new advertiser in the mix. We've got a new team member on the Right Side team, Southern Immediate Care. You're probably hearing their ads playing right now. They're also the sponsor of our daily monologue, The Right Side Way. But Southern Immediate Care just opened their fifth location around the Birmingham area. Their newest locations overall are Chelsea and Hoover. Listen, folks, Southern Immediate Care, they're open 7 days a week. They got extended hours at most of their locations. And I'll tell you, they've also got locations in Anniston and Gadsden. By the way, this is where I go, all right? So I'm just telling you, Southern Immediate Care, I know the owners of the chain. He's an amazing guy. And Southern Immediate Care, their standards are super high. They'll see clients of all ages. Walk-ins are welcome. They're there 7 days a week. That's weekends, y'all. X-rays, immunizations right on site at most locations. I'm just telling you, if you're looking for a place to get quick medical care, if you're looking for a place where you don't have to spend all hours just trying to get an appointment, and if you're looking for a place, by the way, where the quality is going to be exactly what you need, not just want, but need, then they're going to be there for you. Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. You can find them online. And I would encourage you, give them a try. And if you go in and you're signing up saying, "I'm a new patient here," or whatever, tell them, "Hey, I heard about this on Right Side Radio." I would get a kick out of hearing them tell me that. All right. So let me jump over to some text messages. I just spent some time talking today about the Green New Steel, about O Canada. And let's see what we got here. Raven from Russellville. Is it Trudeau or Turdo? He says, "I would say turd, but I don't want to insult the turd." Wow. Wow. Just so you know, Raven, Boomer's in the background. He loved that one. Brian from Huntsville, with regards to the pastor, Pulowski, says, "House arrest. Hope he changed his legal residence to church building." Interesting. Wade from Huntsville sent me a link, and I can't check it out. Wade, when you send me Huntsville's, man, links, man, I can't just check those out. Jeff from Indiana. "Phil, we let Democrats vote in this country, and Lord knows they have to be mentally ill to believe what they believe. So what's the difference?" Okay. Ron from Tuscumbia. "And Canada wonders why they're on fire. By the way, that's I got family lives up in the Detroit area right now. They're having to watch the air quality and keep the kids inside right now because the Canadian wildfires. And a big part of that, they're saying, is because the liberals are not allowing, the environmentalists are not allowing them to do basic, you know, land management. Like where you go to control burns and keep all the underbrush, and then it gets out of hand when you haven't done anything to control it along the way. It's causing huge issues on the northern states right now, the smoke coming across. David from Huntsville just texted in, said, John Kerry, Anthony Fauci are the primary images of smugness. There you go. And that was David from Huntsville. I'm sorry. John from Huntsville says, we don't need to reduce the human population. We need to reduce the population of stupid political leaders by electing smarter political leaders. That sounds like I got to pray the jackassery button on that one. That's pretty good. All right, listen, we're coming back up at the top of the hour here. We're going to have a conversation. Here's my plan. I decided to do a running segment all this week, a running dipper, if you will. This is like a giant dipper that's going to go multiple days. The goal is this. I'm going to go to number three on the triple dipper. I'm calling it sharing the battle space. So I can just tell you when I was in Baghdad, everybody, we had our own area of operations. So I had the Rasafa district, parts of Adamiya and parts of Sadr City, very difficult districts. And yet there were other units that had the neighboring sectors, right? So if you looked at the map, we could lay it out and I could say, all right, 2162 is here, you know, 3153 is over there. And we knew who was in what district. You didn't go run an operation. I mean, you might pass through. You're driving through. You may have no choice, but you didn't run an operation in somebody else's lane. If you did that, you ran the risk of collateral damage. You ran the risk of fratricide. And then you also, by the way, didn't really have the clear ability to call for backup. And I'll never forget one time. We had some guys that, they got into it, man. They were inspecting a building. It was part of what's called the Iraqi Survey Group. And their job was to seek out weapons of mass destruction. Of course, they didn't find any. They found tons of precursors. And they were checking out one particular building, which had been booby-trapped. And it went off. And it leveled the building. It killed several of their people. We didn't know they were there. So we had no reason to hear an explosion in the distance and run to their aid. You don't do that. You don't get into somebody else's battle space and not let them know you're there and have the coordination necessary so you can help each other. So you can run, you know, operations in conjunction with each other. In terms of sharing the battle space, though, what about the idea that conservatives operate in the same arena sometimes? Who's out there? Who do you know? And by the way, what is your cause? Is there something you're passionate about? There may be a group already out there who is so in tune with that particular thing that you don't have to recreate the wheel. And you may not even know they're in your backyard. So every day this week at 4 o'clock, I intend to tell you and have on somebody to talk about another conservative organization operating right here in Alabama. They may actually touch on some of your passion points. We'll see. Coming up next, Dr. Scott Catino, Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Mobile. We'll hear what he has to say. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.